sorry, you've been asked
a million times before, but really just wondering where you got, you know, why this isn't set it now, you know, Sherlock, obviously, rather than historical piece. And the previous, the mix of a couple of TV movies which have done the whole bringing Sherlock back through cryogenics kind of thing. So, I mean, was it always a case of just presenting it as a fact that it was set?
Yeah, simple as that. It was what happened. We were sitting on a train, traditionally, in a carriage on our own, and we've been talking about how much we love Sherlock Holmes for years, really. And then I said, isn't it funny that in the original first story, Dr. Watson is invalided home from Afghanistan?
Which is what we were picking on earlier.
Same war. And then we just sort of looked at each other and said, you know, we should do what the Rathbone films did. We should just bring it up to date. And as soon as that decision popped into our heads, everything else was like, suddenly, it's so exciting. You think, well, you know, what would it be like? And if you just take it as a basic fact that it's happening now instead of in 1888 or 1895 or something. And after that, and what's brilliant, people's response is that for all the people kind of going, oh, you can't, they watch it and go, oh, you can. And then after that, this year, interestingly, talking about the second series, nobody's really mentioning that anymore. They're talking about what's going to happen in it, not the fact that it's heretically brought up to date. We just wanted to clear away the Victorian fog.
And what about the idea of, you know, consulting detective? Because obviously that doesn't exist in the real world. I mean, how much is this sort of plausibility gap?
Never did.
No.
So that's all right. It's all made up. But we wanted to, I mean, we're very aware of the thing of, obviously in a CSI world, forensics is kind of created by Conan Doyle, so where do you go from there? But it was very simple in the end, is that obviously the police take the plaster cast footprints, they do all the DNA things, but Sherlock Holmes is still the only person clever enough in the room to make the great leaps of imagination, and that makes him special. And so, you know, you've got the police do all that stuff now, whereas they didn't in Victorian times. Everything was a surprise thing, but he's still the man who can link all these disparate things together and make a massive deduction.
Final question, because I can see. Obviously, there's the officially sanctioned new novel Sherlock Holmes coming out, the Horowitz one later.
Oh, yeah.
Are there going to be some Sherlock novels and tie-ins?
I doubt it. We haven't got time. We're too busy trying to write with me. We've actually just done, they've reissued A Study in Scarlet and The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, the originals with new covers, which Steve Moffat and I have done introductions for, but I'm afraid that's all we've got time for, as I used to say.
Thank you very
Cheers.
Much.
Thanks very much, Mark.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Awesome.